No, it didn't hurt him, but it could have done it.
Guess it scared him, all right.
He never did prove another homemade lamp.
Do you ever hear a special name for a homemade lamp? Mm-hmm. What about Flambeau?
Never did hear that.
And something you'd put in a pistol would be called a...
cartridges.
And if you opened the bottle and wanted to close it back up, you could stick in a...
stopper.
Wait.
They used to have cork to put in them.
Uh-huh.
And now they got a screwed on top.
Uh-huh. But you call it a...
cap. Call it a topper cap on a bottle.
What about stop?
The stopper you called it a cork.
Would you call it a cork if it's made out of glass?
Hmm?
It'd be a
glass stopper.
A musical instrument people used to play like this.
French harp. I blew the minion. I used to blow anything I wanted to go.
What's something that they put between
it? Juice harp. That's the hardest thing me to learn how to play I ever seen.
Could you play it?
Yeah.
Could you play any other musical instruments?
Played a violin by ear. That's the only kind of music I ever learned was by ear.
Uh-huh.
I could play an organ pretty good.
Would you just play them for...
just pass time, fiddling around. I played fiddle for getting for dances.
You played it?
I played a violin for dances.
Uh-huh.
Half of the night. Sometimes that's over half of the night. We'd get a slam out.
Did you have a band or just?
No, it was just three or four of us gang up to do the playing for.
Uh-huh.
They didn't dance hugging the mug like they do now. They danced then. They didn't fool around. It's your jazz mess they got now, ain't no good.
I guess you've seen quite a lot of changes.
Yeah, and these changes have sent us to the dog yard, too. Anything you take the rhythm out of, you run ready. And this music I have now ain't no good. All that jazz music, I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't get no sense out of it. Well, I never did believe in it no how.
Your church believes in music, though, don't
you? Oh, yeah. I like good music.
Mm-hmm.
Christian music. But
you got a singing around here?
Ain't been none in years. Mm-hmm. They'll have gatherings around here and have a singing convention. Mm-hmm. State's got a singing convention. And the state convention will be in, I think, Monroe. Huh? You must be talking to Corky.
Say if there was a log across the road, and say we tied a chain to it and we...
drug it out.
And say if you'd already done that, you'd say we've already...
we've done cleaned the road up.
We've done what that log out?
We've done drug it out of the way.
And you say you have to tie a chain to it if you want to...
sometimes you put a cable on one and drag it out.
Uh-huh.
I've done that in my truck.
If you wanted to chop a log, you might have an X-shaped frame like this you could set it in.
You couldn't chop it in that.
What?
You can take a saw and saw it, a cross-cut saw.
Uh-huh.
But you can't chop it with an axe. Well, you got to have it where you can get to it with an axe.
Uh-huh. What do you call that X-shaped thing you use if you want to...
saw horses.
How would you build a sawhorse?
You just take some pieces of pole or some 2x4s or 2x6s and drive them in the ground this way.
Mm-hmm.
And nail a piece on them down under here to keep them from
mm-hmm.
spreading and mashing apart. Lay a pole up in there, a log, and saw it up.
So it's X-shaped at the top. What would you call it if it's an A-shaped frame that carpenters use?